Chapter 19. No! Jason's voice was raw with emotion. Then, with the force of a megaton blast, he understood what he had just done. A scream welled up from the bottom of his gut. No! A falling chunk of ice just missed his head. Come on, let's get out of here, he heard Alex shout. Jason wheeled around. You lied to me, he said. That was Fred. Or at least there was some of him left. Some hope. But now... Now he's... More ice and soil spat toward them as a wall suddenly collapsed. Alex grabbed Jason by the wrist. Later for that. This place is caving in. Jason realized his friend was right. Fred was gone. But now they had to save their own lives. They ran out of the door and into the outer room. There, blades of ice were raining from the roof like oversized sleet. What a way to go, Alex shouted. Impaled on an icicle. It was getting harder to maneuver. The ground was covered with piles of debris. Jason fell, then Alex. The outer door was now 20 feet away. Alex moaned, "My ankle!" Jason pulled him up. He put an arm around his friend's shoulder. "Here, lean on me." Together they began hobbling to the door. But it was too late. A refrigerator-sized chunk of ceiling fell in front of the door. "Great," said Alex. "What now?" Jason opened his mouth to answer, but he was interrupted. "What now? Do you think you have a choice?" The force of the plutonium boss's voice alone was like a dynamite blast. Jason and Alex were flattened against the floor. There wasn't time to think. Then Jason and Alex were lifted off the floor. They hovered in the air as if supported by invisible hands. "What the?" was all Alex could say before he and Jason began to move. Through the air. Through walls. Through tunnels. At blinding speed. They passed through every level, every room. All the robots, all the enemies they had faced now stood motionless, silently watching Jason and Alex speed by. They shot toward granite walls, steel walls. Each time they covered their heads, but when they passed through, they didn't feel a thing. Somehow they were being protected. They were traveling in another dimension. They were being saved for... something. And when they stopped, they had an idea of what that something was. Standing before them was the Plutonium Boss. And now a game hint from your friends at Geekade.com. After you defeat the Underboss in level 6, get the wall-walking power, go back to level 2, and find the secret door for level 7.